You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Our nation is suffering from an epidemic of chronic inflammation and diseases related to chronic inflammation. And despite the best healthcare technology in the world, it's getting worse, not better. Now, what's really going on? We have the best-selling author and one of my favorite physicians, Dr. William Sears, to help us get rid of inflammation once and for all. Welcome, Dr. Sears. Now, you mentioned that as of this year, brain diseases are now more common than heart diseases. Why is that?
Well, one of the reasons, Dr. Bennett, is the brain is 60% fat. All right, that's point number one. And how I get the patients in my practice to remember that is I call them fatheads. I said, you are a fathead. And they look at me and say, what does that mean? I said, your brain is 60% fat. Now, of all the tissues, fat tissue is the most susceptible to inflammation, or what we call rust. You ever leave a fresh piece of fish out overnight and by accident and smell it in the morning? It rusts. It's full of fat. It oxidizes or it inflames. So that's one of the reasons why the brain is so susceptible to inflammation. But now the good news is, and that's why I developed the inflammation solution, that there is a what I call my 6S anti-inflammatory diet that really protects, especially the brain and the heart, from inflammation.
So the 6S, you're saying. Well, let's start. You know, we are tight on time, but I'd love for you to just go over the 6S's today.
Yes, and this has been well researched. I'm a show me the science, Dr. Ben. I'm not going to teach anything that's not based on solid science. So the first S is seafood, preferably wild salmon. Now, seafood is your top anti-inflammatory for two reasons. You take a piece of wild salmon, for example, and the omega-3 fish oils are one of your top anti-inflammatories for the brain, the heart, the gut, and the joint. Then, what makes salmon pink is a natural pigment called astaxanthin. It's Mother Nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory. So when you eat a piece of wild salmon, you get a double dose of an anti-inflammatory. Now, second is smoothies. I say a shake a day keeps inflammation away. And I have in my book some smoothie recipes. Remember Dr. Mom used to say, put more color on your plate? Well, the more colorful fruits you add into your smoothie. And then also like blueberries. Blueberries, the brain berry, the top one. And then ginger, nice, good anti-inflammatory. Cinnamon, spices. So a smoothie. And the third is salads. Ah, put more color on your plate. This a salad, so a smoothie in the evening, and a salad in the a smoothie in the morning, and a salad in the evening with a little hunk of wild salmon, and then the fourth is spices like ginger and cinnamon and turmeric. Turmeric is my top anti-inflammatory spice. When you partner it with black pepper, sprinkle both on, they work better. And then the fifth S is snacking, all right? And I call this my rule of twos. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long. You all can do that. When you snack, and these are two magic words for preventing inflammation, avoid spikes, all right, spikes of sticky stuff in your blood, like sugars and unhealthy fats and what we call glycations. That's the medical term for sticky stuff. So when you become a grazer, you avoid spikes and you avoid inflammation. And then the final S, the sixth S, is supplements. And as I'm explaining this to my patients in the office, I said, they will say, well, Dr. Bill, I don't like seafood. Okay, then you need to take an omega-3 fish oil supplement. And you need to take a astaxanthin supplement, Hawaiian astaxanthin, where the best is made. And those two supplements will fill in the gaps if you don't like seafood. And then I say, now hold up your fist. I want you to eat 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day as an anti-inflammatory. Gee, that's a lot. I can't do that. So I want you to take a fruit and vegetable supplement that's most backed by research, one called Juice Plus. So those are the three supplements, the fish oil, the astaxanthin, and the Juice Plus, that I fill in the gaps if they can't do the other five S's. So this is what we use in our medical practice over the last 15 years as an anti-inflammatory diet, Dr. Bennett, and it really does work.
I love these successes, and these are really easy to remember. Seafood, smoothies, salads. Get your spices in there. Make sure you're snacking properly with a rule of twos and supplements. Now, I am a big proponent of supplements. And I remember when I was taking a look at how much vitamin C, which is an anti-inflammatory nutrient, how much vitamin C is in 1,000 milligrams of food, I had to literally eat 11 cups of fruits and vegetables. Who does that, right? 11.
No. And you can get an easy 500 milligrams of vitamin C in a smoothie. Put like two kiwis right there. That's 150 milligrams. And
right.
And see, I'm glad you mentioned vitamin C, because that's where I tell my patients to sip on the smoothie slowly throughout the morning, sipping, because vitamin C, if you just guzzle the whole thing, it just goes. It goes through the gut too fast, and you just urinate it out too fast before it really has a chance to work. So your vitamins, they like a nice, slow, steady release into the bloodstream.
That's a great idea. Every morning I have my green smoothie, and it's not a juice. I literally pulverize my greens, you know, and I have little choke berries in there.
I do that. I put a little kale on. Now, here's the biggest mistake people make when they make a shake. They don't put fat in it, because they say, oh, gosh, fat makes me fat. Now, that's the worst nutritional advice ever here in America. We don't get fat by eating fat. We get fat by eating junk carbs. Now, so when you put a little bit of fat in your smoothie, like nut butters, avocados, coconut oil, flax oil, it helps you absorb many of the minerals and vitamins. So don't forget to put a little healthy fat, underscore healthy fats, in your smoothie.
Right. I've definitely add the avocado. I also add the natural omega-3s in flax oil. So I use flax oil. Do you recommend flax oil?
I do, but it's not as good as fish oil. Fish oil is a better source of omega-3s than flax oil. They're just a better biochemically, they work biochemically better in the body than flax oil. But flax oil is very good, but not as good as fish oil.
Got it. And you know, everyone, Dr. Sears talked about wild salmon. Remember not to have any forms of the farm-raised, you know, like Atlantic salmon, because they actually add dyes to mimic that astaxanthin, and it doesn't have as much omega-3s. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Go wild.
Go wild. I love it. Love it. All right. Gosh, the 6S anti-inflammatory diet is in Dr. William Sears' books. You can go to his website, askdrsears.com, and take a look at the inflammation solution. When everything works and nothing hurts. Dr. Sears, you are awesome. I'm so happy that we had you here. Good luck. And I really appreciate with all that you're doing for everyone in the world. Let's reduce our fats, as at least the bad fats, and increase our healthy fats for our fat heads. All right. I put the link on Wellness for Life Radio show page and Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here. Until next time, stay well.